Hi, gang. Bob Bobing here with The Mystery Project and Clean Sweep, starring Deborah Allen and Richard Donat. This is Seven Crows a Secret, written by Elf Silver.
Good morning, Melissa.
Hi, Bonnie.
How are you?
Good morning.
I am alive. One crow solo, two crows joy, three crows wedding, four crows a boy, five crows
silver,
six crows gold, seven crows a secret never to be told.
Well, that's ever some good, Melissa. Here, I'll take your lunch. Jason brought his new puppy.
A puppy? Bye, Mom.
Kind of breaks your heart, doesn't it? The way they sob and cry when they have to leave their mothers. Thanks again for taking her on with no notice.
Oh, four's no more trouble than three. And to help keep the house from feeling empty now that mine are all gone down the road. Not that there's much house to fill.
Oh, you took down the for sale sign. Did someone...
No, just that no one comes house hunting in the winter. That old sign's just like the leaves. Comes out in the spring, comes down in the fall.
One of these years.
Well, better be soon or I'm going to be too old to start up new. Oh, well. Gives me something to hope for.
Anyway, taking Melissa today might not seem like much to you, but it probably saved either me or Ben from losing some work. They just called him out of the blue, and I sure didn't want to cancel my first appointment with a prospective client. Listen to me. You'd think I was still working behind a desk.
Well, who's your prospective client?
Fiona Chisholm.
Miss Chisholm to you.
Yeah. Well, I'd better get going or she'll have me in detention for tardiness. Oh, what are you doing for Thanksgiving? Ben did some kind of favor for Harlan Wade, and Harlan gave him this humongous turkey. Darcy and Robbie are coming home for the weekend, but even they won't be able to put a dent in it.
Oh, thanks for thinking of me, Bonnie, but there's the welfare supper at the community hall. After 35 years running, they'd have a heart attack if I didn't show. Jason!
Yeah?
How'd you like it if somebody picked you up by your hind leg?
Well, if you change your mind, want me to say hello to Miss Chisholm for you?
No, I was just one of hundreds of people with kids she taught. She wouldn't know me if I bumped right into her in the street. Really, she wouldn't.
Good morning, Mrs. Marsden?
Yes, Miss Chisholm. Sorry I'm a little late, but...
Oh, a few minutes more or less hardly matters to me anymore. And I don't have to be Miss Chisholm, just Fiona.
Okay. Fiona? Feels kind of funny. I was in your music class way back when. You taught my daughter Darcy, too.
I certainly remember Darcy, but I'm afraid I...
Darcy wasn't quite so way back when, and I'm Bonnie.
No doubt the boys all say so. Well, come on in, Bonnie. Here in the parlor, all I need you to do is vacuum and dust, especially the vacuuming. I've developed an allergy to cats, but what would I do without Puss and his sister Boots? I'll take care of oiling the furniture.
That old sideboard.
Yes, handsome, isn't it?
Well, it's the darndest thing. Muriel Potter has the exact same sideboard standing in her living room.
I don't think so.
The same two tones of wood, the same carving around the bottom. I ought to know. I've vacuumed around it enough.
I wouldn't have thought Muriel Potter could afford a cleaning lady.
She can't. Muriel looks after other people's kids for pin money. So I clean her house every couple of weeks, and on days when my husband and I have both got work and there's no school... Muriel looks after our youngest.
I wouldn't have thought, but not that I know Muriel Potter, except by reputation or lack of same, following in her mother's footsteps. But I wouldn't have thought she'd be someone you'd want to entrust your children to.
Well, even if I could afford licensed daycare, would you rather have your kids looked after by a 50-year-old woman who's raised five on her own, or some 22-year-old with a degree?
Well, when you put it that way, Bonnie, of course, it's an abstract question for me. I was fortunate enough to have all the children in my life any woman could want without having to. But this sideboard, you see, Muriel Potter's may bear a vague resemblance, but couldn't possibly be the same. Darcy could have told you that.
She could.
That's why I remember Darcy. When she was apprenticing herself to poor Donald Fisher, he brought her over one day to show her an example of fine woodworking. If you took this sideboard to auction in Upper Canada, it would fetch
$5,000. $5,000?
At least. But I'd never sell it. My grandfather made it, like all the other wood furniture in this house. His gift for woodworking was only exercised in what little spare time he had, and only for the family. My grandfather, you see, was the Reverend Archibald Chisholm.
Oh?
Maybe a bit too way back when. Your parents would know. He gave sermons and talks on radio stations throughout the Maritimes and the Boston States. That's a picture of him there.
He was some fine-looking young man.
Even more so as he got older, one of those unfair men who grow handsomer with age. The woman he's standing beside is my grandmother. The photograph was taken 2 years after they were married.
She was a beauty, wasn't she? She looks kind of...
Ethereal is probably the word you're looking for. So she was. The baby she's holding is my father, their only child. I know some people think I've lived a married life, spinster school teacher and all, but all I have to do is look at my grandparents' faces to be reminded that there's more joy in a quiet devotion to duty than in romping through our time on earth.
They do look happy.
Well, I should show you the rest of the house. You'll see more of my grandfather's work in the dining room. The wood for the buffet was... Puss! What are you doing on the table? You know better than that. Go find Boots and annoy her. Oh. Now that you've got a general notion of what needs doing, we should settle the matter of your fee before we go any further.
Well, it's a big house, but since all you want me to do is vacuum and a bit of scrubbing... It shouldn't take me more than half a day. A half-day job is $25.
Mrs. Marsden, I am a single woman living on a pension in an old house which keeps plumbers and furnace men in business. I spoke to some of your other customers, and I happen to know that for half a day you charge $35. My pension isn't over-generous, unlike yourself, but it's more than a lot of people have to live on these days. I'll pay you $35 and not a penny more.
You drive a hard bargain.
Mommy, Jason's puppy crawled through the pantry.
Well, I hope you didn't. Jump in the car, honey. I'll take us home in a minute.
Muriel, you know that old sideboard in your living room?
Yeah.
It's worth $5,000.
Oh, I don't think so.
It is. Fiona Chisholm's got one exactly like it. And she said she could get $5,000 for it in Upper Canada.
Well, maybe it looks sort of the same, but I'm sure it isn't. Mine's just an old piece of country work my mom picked up in somebody's barn sale and handed down.
Fiona Chisholm said they couldn't be the same, too, but...
Well... There you go.
Come on!
In a minute, Melissa. You sure you won't change your mind about Thanksgiving?
Well, I'd like to, but it's sort of a tradition.
Mommy!
All right. Who was your chauffeur last week?
You were!
Yes, Floyd, I'm glad you liked your supper, too. Now lie down and let me read my paper. I'll put you back out on the line.
Muriel thought I could sure use $5,000.
Who couldn't?
Do you think Darcy knows a lot about antiques?
More than I do. I thought today was Tuesday. Paper says Monday.
You remember we talked about getting the papers when Andy was done with them, instead of spending $12 a month on subscriptions?
Oh, yeah. It doesn't seem to make much difference. Yeah, I'd say Darcy knows more about the old stuff made around here than most fancy-ass professional appraisers.
Really?
Yeah, because she loves it. If old Donald Fisher hadn't gone and taken his heart attack, I think he would have brought her along to take over the business, and she wouldn't be waiting tables in Halifax.
That's what I think, too.
All right, Floyd. If you gotta go, you gotta go.
hope we didn't interrupt your supper.
No, I was just doing up the dishes. Is that Darcy? I thought you weren't coming up till the weekend.
Boss thought I should take a few more days off after I poured coffee in a customer's lap.
Accidents happen when you get overworked.
Wasn't an accident. Boss says always give the customers what they ask for, and this guy asked for it.
Well, come in and sit. I was just going to put on a pot of tea.
Is this the sideboard you meant?
What?
Darcy knows about praising old furniture. I figured you'd just say I was being foolish, so I just hauled her into the car and... What harm can it do? I hope you don't mind.
Mind if I open your drawers?
What? Oh, sure.
Would you look at this? Nowadays, they put dovetails like that on the outside to show off the work. Tongued miter frame.
Is it worth something?
Well, it's not as old as its style. Kind of eccentric. But old enough. That maple panel must be 2 feet wide. They don't make those trees anymore. I'd say it's worth something.
As much as $5,000 in Upper Kansas?
Maybe even here, if you found the right buyer.
Well, what do you think of that, Muriel? Just an old piece of...
I can't. I couldn't sell it. Ever. Because it was my mom's. And don't tell anybody about it, okay?
Why?
Well, I never had to lock my doors because everybody knows I got nothing worth stealing. Now I'd be worried every time I went somewhere that while it was gone, there'd be a van pull up at the door and... Well, it happens.
I shouldn't have stuck my nose in.
Oh, if I thought you were sitting on $5,000 and didn't know, I'd sure try to tell you. Just don't tell anybody else about it. Please?
Well, I'm disappointed in you kids. There's half that turkey left.
That's not a turkey, it's an elephant.
Careful with that, Melissa.
I got it.
Some holiday. I could have stayed in Halifax and bust tables. How about you lending a hand there?
No, I couldn't move if you paid me. I'm busy loosening my belt for pie.
Well, it's Moyle.
Moyle? Ask him if they got turkeys this big in Alberta besides Peter...
XJ-55, Pisiquid Volunteer Fire Department, House Fire, Muriel Potters, Pisiquid Village, behind the feed store.
Yeah. A hell of a time.
I need your boots. I'll take the car. The truck takes too long to start.
There's nobody in there. Muriel's at her charity supper. Keep this hose down the tree. It's too late to take the house. But if the tree's dead, Muriel.
Oh, my God. Let me go.
You can't go in there. Muriel, it's just things. You're all right. That's what matters.
Mom?
Mm-hmm?
What was the favor Dad did for Harlan Wade that he gave him the turkey?
Probably can't remember. You know your father. Takes the truck out for a run to the hardware store and calls back 3 hours later saying he passed by somebody reshingling a roof and they'll be late for supper.
Sometimes... When I'm taking orders, in or out of the kitchen, I'll see someone bringing in a box of steaks or something that doesn't have a government stamp on it.
Well, Miss Melissa finally went to sleep. The third time I read it, there's Dad.
Are you all right?
Yeah.
And Muriel?
I was going to bring her back here for the night, but the welfare has some arrangement, and they took her by emergency to get some tranquilizers or something. Oh, sure could use one of them store-bought beers Darcy brought from Halifax.
I'll get it.
Funny, I don't know how much Muriel needed tranquilizing. She freaked out for a minute when she first saw the fire, and then she seemed to calm right down.
Maybe she was in shock.
Maybe. Anyway, it's not nearly so bad as it could have been. Turns out at least Muriel had insurance. Which is more than you can say about a lot of people around here.
It always used to bother me when everybody ran around doing collections and donations for a family that couldn't be bothered to buy fire insurance.
Well, maybe they couldn't afford it.
Do you guys have insurance?
Well, yeah.
Well, if you guys can afford it with both of you laid off and scraping by, then anybody can.
Well, there's people worse off than we are. We've got a lot to give thanks for.
Here's your beer, Dad.
Thanks.
Pack up all your seeds now and get nice and fat. If we don't get a free turkey next year.
This is Bob Smiley here, continuing with our Hank Snow tribute, the Singing Ranger, and bringing you our local news on the hour. A house fire in Pisiquid Village on the weekend has led to charges of arson being laid against the homeowner, Muriel Potter.
Like hell.
Fortunately, no one was injured in the blaze.
Ben?
But our yeah.
You'll have to be home for the school bus. I'm going to town.
Maybe it would be better, Mrs. Marsden, if we talked him out.
And maybe it would, Corporal Qualtrick.
Have a seat. I gather you know Muriel Potter well.
When I was still at the credit union, Melissa thought Muriel was her mother, and I was just the overnight babysitter.
So you think it's ridiculous of us to suspect her of arson?
I know it is.
Mm-hmm. I don't usually go around talking about cases, but you have been more than helpful to us in the past. What if I were to tell you that traces of gasoline were found in scraps of her carpet that the fire hoses got to before the flames did? More than traces.
It must have been kids or something. Muriel was a mile away at the community hall when the fire started.
It isn't hard to start a fire when you're somewhere else. All it takes is a candle stub, and there'd be no trace of that.
But it doesn't make any sense. Why would Muriel want to burn her own home?
Insurance is the usual motive. I believe Muriel Potter has been trying unsuccessfully to sell her house for some years now.
Well, that's no big secret. Muriel's mother left her a little piece of property up on Rabbit Lake. Muriel wanted to build a place up there and move out of town. But that still doesn't...
What if I were to tell you that last week Muriel Potter suddenly upped her insurance? Just in time for the holiday. Holidays like Christmas and Thanksgiving are the peak times for insurance fires.
Why does... Oh, because it takes longer for the fireman to get there.
Exactly. And there's something else, not incriminating in itself, but how many welfare mothers do you know that keep a fireproof safe in their home?
A safe?
Not a large one, but larger than would be necessary for just a homeowner's deed and other papers. She refuses to say what was in it, which is her right. But it does seem odd that a woman on welfare would go to such expense to preserve her valuables against the slim chance of a fire.
Can I see her?
Fortunately, that's none of my business. The magistrate saw no need to keep her in custody until the trial, so she's back at the Bayview Motel. Bonnie, I'm sorry I had to lay charges against your friend. I'd be happier if I never had to lay charges against anybody.
But then, you'd be out of a job.
What a wonderful world that would be.
Barney, how did you... Come in.
Thanks.
Not much of a place, is it? Like a beer?
Well, sure, thanks. How are you?
Oh, you know, them pills keep me floating.
I talked to Corporal Qualtrick. Doesn't sound good.
Sure don't.
I've had some dealings with Corporal Qualtrick before, so he'll listen to me where he might not listen to somebody he's got under arrest. What made you suddenly decide to upgrade your insurance?
Oh, that was funny. I told the corporal, but I don't think he believed me. Now, the night after you and Darcy came around, I got a phone call from this lady doing telewusses.
Telemarketing?
For an insurance company. I told her I already had insurance, and that was that. Then I got to thinking, even though I'd never sell my mother's sideboard, if an accident happens, I should get something out of it. Looks like I'm going to get something out of it, all right.
It wouldn't hurt if you told the police what was in your safe. It just makes them more suspicious.
I won't, and that's that. I won't tell anybody. But I'll show you. It's just an old photo album. Come sit on the bed. This is a letter to my kids to be opened after I'm dead, when there'll be nobody left around who'd get hurt. This is my mother.
You're her spitting image.
I wish. Maybe if I lost 20 pounds. That's her again, with me and my brother. That little cabin behind us is where we lived on Rabbit Lake. Nowadays, they plow the road by there. But back then, it was miles from anyone. The backwoods of the backwoods.
Just you and your mother and brother, all alone?
Most of the time. This is my brother when he was working in a logging camp.
But he's the spitting image of...
Uh-huh. Not so much when he was a boy, but as he got older. That's why he got sent off to college in New Brunswick. And he settled down there. And this is my father.
The Reverend Mr. Chisholm.
Oh, no. He never called himself that. We only saw him when he was traveling, so there wouldn't be rumors to hurt his wife. There was always rumors, but since Mama had a reputation for slipping around when she was young, no one was too surprised when she started having kids with no husband. And a lot of nights we could hear him say goodnight to us. This is Archie Chisholm for radio station CJNS saying...
I wonder how many other kids and hidden away women thought he was saying it to them.
Oh, no. It wasn't like that. He was over 50 when he met Mama, and he'd never touched a woman other than his wife. Hell, he hadn't touched her in 30 years.
I've seen her picture. At Fiona's.
He was almost 70 when he tried to save a neighbor's horses from a barn fire. He got the horses out, but... And that's why I always kept up the insurance and bought the safe.
He didn't exactly do right by your mother or his wife.
Oh, he did the best he could. Sure, there was a while I hated him for making us feel like a dirty secret. But you get older. Archie used to say, there's one commandment more important than the Big Ten and harder to keep. Try not to hurt each other. He was a kind man. Just lonely.
Do you mind if I use your phone for a minute? I'll pay the charges.
What are they going to do? Bill me in jail?
I didn't mention it to anybody who'd think of stealing our sideboard.
Who did you mention it to?
Well, Donald Fisher always said some people will swear up and down they'll never sell a piece, and then the right deal comes along. Two separate antique sideboards aren't worth nearly as much as a matched pair. So much alike they could have been made by the same hand. Probably were.
So you called up Fiona Chisholm?
Yeah. Well, you and Dad were out on Thursday. I thought I'd start with her, and then...
And what did she say?
Well, she sounded kind of flustered at first. Then she sounded angry. Then she hung up on me. What did she have to get so upset about?
It's complicated.
Mom, when Muriel said not to tell anybody, I thought she just meant...
That's all right, dear. You were just trying to help. Like we all were. Talk to you Sunday. Okay?
Okay.
Fiona, eh?
You knew?
I wondered. What else has she got but her sainted grandparents? Doesn't make any difference. Fat chance trying to get the police to look at anybody but me.
I can try.
Corporal Kowalczyk, member to County RCMP.
It's Bonnie Marston.
I'll call you back. Brenda, no calls. I'm sorry for the interruption. You were saying?
Well, you see, I knew she wouldn't be there, and I'd made certain she already had insurance coverage.
How did you do that?
I'm calling for the Halifax Insurance Group. We have special offer for rural homeowners. I knew there would be plenty of people to bear witness that she was away at the community supper, so I thought no one would question. I thought she'd be safe. I know that's no excuse, but it wouldn't be right for her to be punished for something I did, would it?
No. No, it wouldn't be right.
I don't know if this is such a good idea.
Phoning ahead would have been worse.
Miss Chisholm, I'm...
I know. And I don't have anything to say to you, except I'm sorry.
Sorry? For keeping me out of jail? I brought this picture album. You see, I thought you might want to...
It's all right, Puss. It's just our Aunt Muriel.
You're what?
Well, you are my grandfather's daughter, aren't you? That makes you my aunt. Won't you come in, Aunt Muriel?
I thought you'd be asleep by now.
So did I. Do you think they'll send Fiona Chisholm to jail?
Doubt it. Not at her age. Probably just paying compensation, doing some kind of therapy or something.
She'd hate that worse than jail. Somebody digging around in her brain at her age.
Yeah, it's not like she's crazy or anything. Just running around, burning down people's houses to hide some old scandal nobody cares about anymore.
Maybe it wasn't to hide it from anybody else. Maybe she thought once the sideboard was gone, she wouldn't have to think about it anymore.
Speaking of not thinking about things anymore.
Ben?
Mm-hmm.
What was the favor you did Harlan Wade that he gave you the turkey?
You know, I can't remember. Sure, I'm glad he could. Hey, you're never gonna get to sleep if you leave this light on.
Listening to Seven Prose a Secret by Elf Silver, Episode 4 of Clean Sweep. Bonnie and Ben Marsden were played by Deborah Allen and Richard Donat. The rest of the Marsden clan were Genevieve Steele as Darcy, Ryan Rogerson as Robbie, and Ashley Swain as Melissa. The others in the cast were Jenny Monday as Muriel Potter, Ruth Owen as Fiona Chisholm, Michael Pellerin as Corporal Kowalczyk, and George Jordan as the announcer, Bob Smiley. The music was composed by Scott McMillan and David McIsaac and was performed by Gordon Stobe, Jamie Gatti, and Andre LaCroix, along with the two composers. The recording engineer was Pat Martin. Sound effects, Dermot Kenny. The associate producer was Peggy Hemsworth. Casting was by John Dunsworth and Alex Duncan. Our coordinating producer is Barry Morgan. Clean Sweep was produced and directed in Halifax by Bill Howell, the executive producer of The Mystery Project.